get that Greek stuff out of here.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It has been almost a month since I last dropped an episode on you, but I'm back, and for the foreseeable future, you can count on hearing me every Tuesday and Friday. Last night, the Cavs, they beat the Detroit Pistons 112-90, and a lot of interesting things happened. You know, the Cavs right now are in a stretch where they play a game basically every other night, I believe from now until April 6th, which is cool because for me, I know every other night there'll be a game I can watch, and that's fun because I love watching the Cavs. But it's also kind of aggravating because all these trades just happened and the Cavs were already a team that never practiced, and now they're going to have to figure everything out further on the fly. And that's the weird thing that's happened so far since these trades is that some games they look amazing. In other games, they don't. And a lot of the things that have come out, this is something that benefits me not at all, but I am a subscriber to The Athletic, and I think it's worth it. I just signed up for another year with no discount at $50. And Jason Lloyd has been talking about in his post-game final thoughts about how the Cavs' lack of practice and trying to implement their schemes, which are weird and involve constant switching, and it's kind of tough to do, and especially because it's not really a good strategy for every team, but it's basically the strategy that they have to use to be able to compete against the Golden State Warriors. So much like my theory earlier in the season when I said that they were committing to playing Kevin Love at center, even in games where he would go up against a guy like Andre Drummond or somebody huge and really start taking a beating. They were committed to it because they had decided that this was the formula that was going to beat Golden State. And they've decided this is the strategy they need to beat Golden State. But if they stick to that for too long, they might fuck around and end up, they're not going to end up out of the playoffs because they're going to win the Central Division no matter what. But they might end up with a lot worse seed than they should and make things a lot harder on themselves. And since the team is still getting together and gelling, that is going to make everything even more difficult. So, that said, last night was one of those games where they looked amazing and everything was clicking. The Cavs were super fun to watch again. They have been, even when they lost. They're just fun. I actually enjoy watching the games. I actually am watching the games completely. I'm not on my phone trying to distract myself from the horror that is Isaiah Thomas with the ball in his hands and 15 seconds left on the shot clock because you know he's going to end up with it all the way down to two and then force up a horrible shot or pass it horribly to somebody or go into the lane and jump around and throw it out. No more Isaiah Thomas jump passes. You know, Jordan Clarkson sometimes has terrible shot selection. And last night there was plenty of times where he was trying to make something happen when there was nothing there. He would get it turned over or get his shot blocked. But I would watch that 100 times out of 100 instead of Isaiah Thomas even trying to drive the lane. The Cavs are fun again. And last night might have been the nail in the coffin for the starting lineup spot of Tristan Thompson because Larry Nance Jr., went up against Andre Drummond, who is huge in a traditional center in every sense, and not dominated, but pretty much straight up kicked his ass. And it's funny because you forget about how good a guy like, well, he's gone now, but Kyrie, or even Love, because last night he put up 22 and 15, and those were career best numbers. And it's like, oh, shoot, we're missing a guy who was putting up 22 and 11 every game for the first couple months. There's a big piece missing still, and that's good. But that's good because hopefully he can come back and play better. But now Larry Nance Jr. might have just shown that he could be that center. And imagine him playing against the Warriors and switching. I think he'd do great. He could probably even probably hold a little ground against Kevin Durant if it came down to that. But Larry Nance Jr. has been great, a revelation. You watch the games and you're like, why did the Lakers get rid of this guy? Maybe Magic Johnson is a shitty GM. I know he's more like the figurehead and Rob Pelinka is the guy making the moves, but I don't know. I feel like they let go of him a little too soon. Or maybe he's just excited to be back in Northeast Ohio. Back home in Bath. I know he said he's not living with his parents. He's in an apartment. But it's funny to think about, right? What I'm trying to say is Larry Nance Jr. is good. And all the guys that have come over have helped, even when George Hill hasn't been that great. And you got to imagine he's going to start shooting better at some point. But Rodney Hood has been doing all right, and Jordan Clarkson is better than expected. And I think once Love comes back, they can really gel it together. And it'd be interesting to see him and Nance out there, because Nance seems to be like a better version of what Thompson was the last couple of years. He's not an offensive rebounder, not an elite offensive rebounder like Tristan, but he's springier. Appears to be better defense, and his lob catching ability, it's like 3 years ago with Tristan. And that's the dirty secret about Tristan Thompson, is even as at his best, he was not a good shot blocker or really interior protector. And I think Larry Nance, I know maybe his career numbers aren't backing this up, but I really feel like he could be a pretty good shot blocker. He's got the hops. Cavs next. They're going up against the Nuggets, a rematch of that blowout from the other night. And then the Clippers, the Lakers, the Suns, the Trailblazers, and the Bulls. They're all gone for all those games, and they're not back until March 19th. So this stretch should be really interesting, because right now they're third in the conference, and Indiana is only a game behind them, half a game behind them. And if Indiana overtook them, they would win the division, and you know the Cavs could really start sliding. So this is going to be an interesting stretch. I don't think Love can come back. What they were saying on the broadcast last night would be to the end of March, probably April. So we're looking at, you know, 3 weeks coming up where they got to really figure things out. It's 2 weeks for these two games, and then, you know, there's still the stretch of every other night, every other night, every other night, every other night. And it'll be really interesting come April 1st to see where the Cavs are. And hopefully it's a happy Easter for the Cavs. And on a related note, Austin Carr's birthday is this Saturday. He's going to be 70 years old. So happy birthday to Mr. Cavalier. Last night at the game, they gave him a Cavs jersey that said Carr number 70 and had a little ceremony for him, which I thought was very nice and very sweet, because Austin Carr might not be a good broadcaster, but he truly has earned that nickname, Mr. Cavalier. And that says something, that he'll still be known as that, even after LeBron James, who's from Akron, led them to a championship and left and came back. But Austin Carr will always be Mr. Cavalier.
Does your life lack the human interaction that only spreading your message, your creative thought from the top of your brain into your mouth and into the ears of another human being, creating a soul-to-soul connection that can only be felt through interpersonal communication and the game of basketball? This is Bill Walton imploring you, urging you, telling you right now to call my friend Chris, leave a message for his show. His phone number is 330-822-2296. It's a fantastic way to reach out to your fellow basketball lover and let him know that the love that you feel for this great game of ours can be felt by all the listeners through the wonder and the wizardry of electronic communication going across on the internet, being downloaded into your phone, and hearing your voice be heard by the hundreds, the thousands, the millions of listeners and lovers of the game of basketball just by calling the number 330-822-2296 and throwing down your basketball take for the world to hear, because the lovers of basketball are much like the fine grain of a leather that's created from a cow's behind, that is cultivated through the mass that they eat by greedy grass that is grown by the sun through photosynthesis, and the sun is like basketball, bringing light to all of us. So remember, call 330-822-2296. Far out, man.
And on a serious note, if you follow Kevin Love on any of his social media accounts, he posted today a very interesting account of his deals with anxiety and panic attacks on the Players Tribune, and it's definitely worth reading. It's very good to see NBA players speak out about their mental health problems. because it's a serious issue that affects a lot of people. And there's still, at this point in time in 2018, so much misunderstanding about how it affects people and their lives. And when a guy who's an all-star like Kevin Love, or the other weeks, DeMar DeRozan talked about his issues with depression. When these guys are coming out and saying this, it means a lot, because I know there's kids out there, and even adults for that matter, who idolize these guys. And there's a certain perspective of how it means to be tough. And I'm not talking about mentally tough, which is a thing where you don't let the pressures get to you. Not everybody can be like that. And sometimes even if you are, it's just something that happens with your brain chemistry or one incident and it turns it all around and you're stuck in a spot where you don't know how you got there and you don't want to get out of bed. And this can go on for years. And I know I've brushed on this and talked on it before, but somebody who's had to deal with some of these issues, to have guys in their prime, all-star NBA players coming out and saying, hey, I also have a problem with this. And despite the fact that I'm successful in my field, one of the best athletes in the world at this sport, rich beyond most people's wildest fantasies, and a media icon. I mean, in the case of Kevin Love, this dude's got like his own clothing line and stuff. It doesn't mean everything's perfect. I've personally, in my own situation, people have said, what do you have to be upset about? Your life's pretty good. But they don't understand. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just something that happens. All it takes is one thing going wrong. And next thing you know, your brain chemistry's out of whack and you're in a spot you can't get out of. So don't be ashamed to go to a doctor or therapist or get help, because this is a serious issue. And honestly, with the rate of medical technology and health sciences, I really feel like, especially now with the way AI and production and things are evolving and the loss of traditional jobs and working fields, that, you know, the next 10 to 15 years is really going to be the biggest health crisis is going to be mental health. And I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting that you need help, or not everything's 100% healthy. And if Kevin Love is going to be one of the people that can step out and get this ball rolling for everybody and help end this stigma, good, because there's nothing wrong with having mental illness. It happens to everybody, and that's exactly what it is. You're sick. It's not a character judgment about you or qualitative measure of who you are as a person. And I'm just thankful that he wrote that today. So I guess on that super serious note, that's it for the show. I'll be back on Friday. Hopefully it'll be up by Friday morning. The Cavs play Wednesday night. This one was late because I didn't end up finish watching the game until about 1 p.m. Central Time. So thank you for listening. I hope you're still around. I know this kind of ended up not being very funny and serious, but read the thing that Kevin Love wrote. I think it's pretty refreshing. Talk to you guys on Friday. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.